I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, October 26th. Quincy officials are preparing for heavy rains and high winds from the upcoming nor'easter. Residents are advised to try and clear storm drains around their property and to prepare for potential power outages. The tree, DPW, and utility crews are being put on alert to respond to any emergencies. The MBTA has already canceled ferry service for today and tomorrow. Jury selection is underway in the case of Matthew Potter of Weymouth, accused of causing the death of Christopher McCallum of Bridgewater outside of the Nickerson American Legion post in Squantum in January of 2019. Prosecutors say Potter punched McCallum during a fight outside the post, causing him to fall back and hit his head. Potter's attorney claims his client was assaulted by McCallum. The trial is getting underway in Norfolk County Superior Court. A North Quincy High School student says that a man followed her home from school yesterday. The girl says she noticed a dark blue sedan driven by an older white male with gray hair following her along East Squantum Street near Webster Street yesterday afternoon. The girl says the man never made contact with her. Police are investigating. Dr. Wayne Westcott, chair of the exercise science program at Quincy College, has been honored by the New England chapter of the American College of Sports Medicine. The award recognizes a member who's provided significant contributions to the field of exercise science. Westcott has authored 30 books, published 95 academic research papers, and has been a strength training consultant for organizations including the U.S. Air Force, Coast Guard, and Navy. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, October 26th.